Hello, everybody. So, today's post is going to be short by necessity because it's on something about which I know precious little about, which is humility and post-awakening. But I do know about one form of post-awakening humility, which is the ability to remain open to more, to the ability to remain open to other. Because I don't see it every day, but I do see it quite regularly, is that I'll see people who've had an awakening through me or through some other method, and because they've had a little awakening, or maybe a sizable awakening, who knows, and maybe a series of awakenings, but one way or the other, they get the idea that they've now got it figured out. Well, the one who's got this figured out is the one that is in the way of further progress. I can tell you that, and it's just, I have people who because they figure out who they are, they don't figure it out, but because they come to know their true nature, they think they come to know everything else too. They know what's really going on, and they know what, again, they're right back on the shoulds, what should be going on, and oh, I think that this is this, and this is that, and it's just like, I mean, it's insane, and you know, we're right back on we're right back on the ego mill, and we're just going right back into the dream, and we're whispering to ourselves the whole time, man, you've made it, you're out of the dream now, so now you're really seeing clearly, and hell, look at all this, it's all screwed up. I really do get it, and you know, and the other thing is that I just get so wonderfully clear after an awakening that I can spot everything wrong that you do. But I can't spot a damn thing wrong that I do. And that's the problem, because it really doesn't matter. When we wake up, it's not about being clear on everybody else. It's about becoming clearer on ourselves. It's about diminishing the characters so that the truth can shine through. And we won't do that by looking at others. We'll only do it when we take the light and shine it upon ourselves. So I'm just going to suggest that you take the courage, because it does take courage to be humble. It takes more courage than I usually have. but I have been beaten into this kind of humility, and I found out it's not so terrible to practice it. And as a result, I've gotten a whole lot clearer since I took on this kind of thinking and this kind of behavior. I've gotten a whole lot clearer, and I found myself in just a more peaceful circumstance overall. So it's a really good thing. Just try to be open. Just don't let yourself graduate, please. You know, that's the thing, is we all want to graduate from enlightenment. We don't graduate. You know, we just go to another grade and another grade and another grade and another grade. There are not levels in an awakening, but there certainly are gradations. So I wish you the best with it. Thanks a lot. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.